A nanny is our best solution. Having my 22-year-old twin half-sibs help me out with Theo would have been ideal, but they have their own lives.
Are you sure? God, I felt so guilty about this.
I squeeze her shoulders. Han, don't feel guilty. You've given up a lot of opportunities over the years because of my career. It's just a few months. Tears pool in the corners of her eyes.
Do you think Theo will be okay with someone else watching him?
He's gonna miss you for sure, but he misses you when you're 10 minutes away. We'll video chat with you and school will be starting soon, so he'll be busy all day anyway.
I guess.
She looks down at her hands. I cover her hands with mine. Does he resent me when I'm away working? I arch an eyebrow.
No, I guess not. But you're a football player. It's different. He's proud of you. He can usually watch you on the television at night and see you at work.
And you're a nurse who helps people in the worst moments of their lives. I'll make sure he knows who the real hero is out of his mom and dad. A small smile creases her lips.
Okay. I'll talk to him about it tonight.
I nod. He's going to be fine. I promise. I squeeze her hands.
I hope so.
I retract my hand. So, for this nanny thing, what do I have to do?
Well, I'd heard they can be hard to come by these days. So just in case you were okay with it, I already got in touch with a local agency that handles clients like yourself.
There's that look again. The same one from when she asked me to talk. My forehead wrinkles. Hot, single, professional athletes with an abundance of charm and charisma?
No. I was talking about celebrity clients. When they interview the candidates, they don't tell them the client's name until they're hired. Then they have to sign an ironclad NDA. Keeps the celebrity hunters away.
I nod. Makes sense. So you want me to do this? I try to hide the slight whine in my voice. I hate hiring people. I pawned off finding a gardener and house cleaner for this place on my mom. Hannah tilts her head and presses her lips together.
I can do it if you want, but it's not going to be me who has to live with them.
You just said they won't know who they're working for, so it's not like I'd meet them anyway.
No, but you could view the tapes. Tell the agency your preference.
Just the thought of spending hours watching videos of boring British women telling me their beliefs and disciplining a child makes me want to vomit. They'll go by my rules in the end. I trust you to make the best decision for Theo. We share a smile and she says,
All right, I'll take care of it. But don't come to me if Mrs. Doubtfire shows up on your doorstep.
I chuckle. You have my word. But could we go a little easier on the eyes? She lets her head flop back on the couch.
Do not sleep with the nanny, Brady.
One eye opens and glares at me. Relax. Everything will be fine. You'll see. You'll come back, and everything will be just like it was. She exhales a huge breath.
I sure hope so.
I'll live with the nanny as long as she understands it's Theo she's watching. Not me.
Cheers. Amara clinks her wine glass to mine. Spill it. Which high-profile client's brat are you babysitting? I chuckle and take a sip of wine just to torture her a little longer. You know I can't tell you much. Amara and I met as freshmen at Stanford and continued on to law school with each other. Only she graduated and now works as a lawyer in a family law firm that represents high-end clients in the city. So she understands the confidentiality clauses in my job. She waves me off, leans back, and sips her wine. I'll take what you give me. We could play a game of 20 questions and see if I guess right. Her brilliant blue eyes light up with mischief. I shake my head. She dragged me out to celebrate that I got hired as a nanny for a very high-profile and important family. I don't even know who I'm working for yet, and won't until my NDA is signed right before my first day. But accepting the job puts me that much closer to having enough money for a decent down payment on a small condo, allowing me to escape the confines of my parents' house in Santa Clara. No 28-year-old wants to live with her parents. Especially parents who have no problem pointing out all the ways you failed them as a daughter after they up and left everything to move from South Korea to the United States to give you and your brother a better life.